Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. This morning's message is about Saul's conversion. There are three accounts of Saul's conversion in the book of Acts in chapters 9, 22, and 26. We will focus this morning on chapter 22, beginning in verse 6. But it happened that as I was on my way approaching Damascus about noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting." And those who were with me saw the light, to be sure, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, "What shall I do, Lord?" And the Lord said to me, "Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told of all that has been appointed for you to do." But since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. A certain Ananias, a man who was devout by the standard of the law and well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and standing near said to me, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." And at that very time I looked at him, and he said, "The God of your fathers has appointed you to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear an utterance from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what he has, what you have seen and heard. Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name." Here are some things that we should consider. Saul saw Christ on the road and was convinced that he was the risen Jesus. Saul asked what he should do in Acts 22:10, and he was instructed to enter the city where he would be told what he must do, Acts 9:6. In Acts chapter 9 is noted that for 3 days he neither ate nor drank, and he was praying. It is sometimes alleged that Saul's prayers were the means of his salvation. Again, however, this conflicts with Paul's later testimony. The preacher sent by Jesus commanded, "And now, why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." Acts 22:16. Also note in Acts 9:6 that Saul was told, "It shall be told you what you must do." Saul was already a very religious man, and that was not enough. If believing in Jesus and saying the sinner's prayer saves us, why would Saul need to wash away his sins after seeing Jesus and in addition to praying and fasting for 3 days? Please note that there is nothing said in Scripture about us saying the sinner's prayer. Can we be saved with our sins? Sin is what separates us from God. Would his believing in Jesus and his praying not be enough? In 1 Peter 3:21, it says that baptism does save us. That is why it is something that Saul must do, and that is why it was urgent when Ananias said, "Why do you delay?" Jesus said in Mark 16:16, "He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, and he that disbelieved shall be condemned." In all 9 cases of conversion recorded in the book of Acts of the Apostles, baptism is either directly commanded or necessarily implied as being necessary to salvation. Bible baptism is necessary to salvation. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and God bless.